everybody. Here we are all ready to take you down to Pine Ridge for another visit with Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Horlicks, the original malted milk. I wonder if gasoline makes the difference in your car as it makes in mine. When I use good gasoline, that car of mine starts with a touch, on even the coldest morning. But the other day, I yielded to the temptation to try and get a bargain. I filled my tank with cheap gasoline. What a time I had starting that car the next morning. Now, cheap gasoline may look just like good gasoline when it comes out of the hose, but there is some difference in results. Well, there's a difference in malted milk, too. A cheap imitation may look like Horlicks, but that doesn't mean that it's just as good as Horlicks. Not at all. Now, a lot of those imitations are just mechanical mixtures. Skim milk and inferior malt powder and uncooked cocoa. And there may be as much as 50% ordinary sugar in that mixture. Now, Horlicks is rich in the nourishment that your body needs. It is made from only rich, full cream milk. This is blended with extracts of select malted grains. For flavor, for results, there isn't any substitute for Horlicks. And now I have a special message from Lum and Abner. They want me to tell you that they've received so many requests for the flashlights they're offering that the factory can't make them quickly enough. But everyone who sent in a wrapper and 10 cents will receive his flashlight just as soon as it can be made. Now, if you haven't already sent in for your flashlight, you'll want to do so at once. The offer is being withdrawn very soon. I'll tell you how to get one after we hear Lum and Abner. Now, let's see what's happening down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum and Abner's contest over who will be elected president of their new store is winding up in a whirlwind finish. For the past several days now, Lum has been leading by several hundred votes. But yesterday, Abner announced that he had made a deal with Squire Skimp to act as his campaign manager. And the latest count is that the old fellows are about even in the race. As we look in on Pine Ridge today, we find Lum and Cedric down at their store arranging the new stock of merchandise on the shelves. Listen.
I've got all them canned goods stacked up on the shelves now, Mr. Lum.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, looking right nice, Eddie. Now you better take and sweep out the feed room back there and get it all ready for the flour and feed I ordered. I ought to be out here in the morning.
Yes, Mom.
There's some loose chops scattered around on the floor back there. Just sweep them up and sack them. I'll carry them over to the place there and feed them to the chickens.
Well, I thought you said you wanted me to hang up them horse collars and them lanterns on the back wall yonder next.
Yeah, that's right. You ain't got two that you have you. There lay some collar pads back there that ought to be hung up, too. Better just let that go, though. Better get that feed room cleaned up first. I want to have it all ready so when they fetch it out, we can just stack it right off in the truck, save us handling it twice.
Yes, Mom. Well, I do know. Ain't that Mr. Abner coming up down there?
Where? Well, for the land's sake. Now, where do you reckon he got such a get up as that?
I don't know, but he's sure dressed up, ain't he?
First time I ever seen him with a derby on. Yeah, I bound you it ain't his neither. Look at the way it sat down on his ears there. Looks like somebody took and turned a wash bottle and turned it upside down or on his head.
I bound you though he's a getting boats. That's more like the reason he's so dressed up.
Yeah. Looks more like he's going to a masquerade party somewhere. Look at him strut. There's back there like a turkey gobbler. I feared him getting so many votes in that mail this morning was going to his head.
He said he was ahead of you now in the election.
Yeah, three votes. Just ahead three votes, and to hear him tell it, he's done winning the office.
Hey, has Squire Skip been down here looking for me?
No, I ain't saw him, and that ain't all. I don't want to, neither.
Well, he said he'd meet me down here.
Now, if you're bound and determined to associate with Squire Skip, Abner, I wish you'd meet him somewhere else. I don't want him hanging around down here at the store.
Well, now, this is just as much my store as it is yours, Lum. And if I want to meet him down here, it's my own business.
Yeah, all right, but when he comes down here, I'm leaving. He ain't nothing but a snake in the weeds. Cedric, there ain't no use for you to stand there with your mouth gaped open. Get on back there and clean up the feed room like I told you.
Yes, Mom.
Here, wait a minute, Cedric. Have a cigar. Oh, that's right, you don't smoke it. Well, I'll give it to your pa and tell him to vote for me, Cedric.
Well, much obliged, Mr. Abner.
I'm tall, Cedric. I'm tall.
Granny, you're getting sort of generous all of a sudden, ain't you? Passing out cigars.
Yeah, that's part of my campaign.
Well, is that outfit you've got on there part of your campaign, too?
Yeah, Squire said I ought to dress myself up. Well, the fact is, he left me this derby and the vest I've got on.
Yeah, I thought I'd saw that striped vest before.
Yeah.
Squire Skimp has used that vest to campaign in for the last 15 years. Let me see. Yeah, sure. An arm holds his war threadbare there where he hooked his thumbs in them, ran back. Looks more like an apron on you than it does a vest, though.
Yeah, well, it's a little full, all right. I reckon I ought to get a pillar and stuff up under there.
Yeah, the fella's got to dress himself up like a scarecrow to get votes. Granted, I don't want the office.
Well, it's a working. Leastways, I'm ahead now. Squire says we'll beat you 2-1 for it over long.
Well, Abner, if you could get out here and beat me fair and square, I wouldn't mind it. I'd be the first one to walk up and shake your hand. But I just hate to see you get tangled up with a fella like Squire Skimp. Looks to me like you'd learned by now to stay away from him.
Yeah, well, now, Squire knows politics. You just ought to hear some of the stunts that he's got studied up for me to do.
Yeah, I know Squire'd do anything to see me get beat. Me and him butted heads with one another ever since I first run for justice of peace. And this is his way of getting even with me. You want to mind out now, he don't get you in a batch of trouble.
Don't you worry about me and Squire.
Well, Abner, he ain't going to get out here and work you this away for nothing. I'll tell you that right now. He's got some scheme in the back of his head right now for making something out of it.
Why, sure he's going to make something out of it. I'm paying him 10 cents on all I make.
10 cents?
Yes, sir, 10 cents. I've got it wrote right here in the contract with our name signed to it and everything.
Let's see it. See what you signed your name to there.
There it is, right there. Squire's got one just like it, too.
To who it may concern, I, Abner Peabody, herein after referred to as party of the first part, do hereby agree to pay to M.K. Skimp, herein after referred to as party of the second part, 10% on all earnings from this date until party of second part sees fit to cancel the agreement. And you signed this?
Yes, sir. I made him sign it, too.
Made him sign
it? Yes.
And you want to be president of Jot 'em Down Store. Abner, I'm going to have to get out here and beat you to protect both of us. This proves right here that you'd bankrupt both of us if you ever got to be president of the store.
What's the matter with you?
Well, there ain't no use for me to try to explain it to you. You've done signed it anyway. But you'll find out before he gets done with you that 10% and 10 cents is two different things.
Yeah, I know what you're trying to do, Long. Just trying to get me it out for Squire so that I won't have him to help me in my campaign.
All right. Go ahead. I ain't having a thing to do with it.
Well, I don't want you to. You run your end of it, and I'll attend to mine.
All right. Being you're going to attend to all your affairs, you can just take that $200 check back to the insurance company in there at the county seat.
Want me to take it back?
You can take it back just as well as I can.
Well, here, I don't want to take it back in there and have to explain to them that that accident they paid me on was a fake. They think I was crazy.
Just handle it to suit yourself, but if it was me, I'd take it into the bank and cash it and just mail the money to them, not tell them where it come from. That way, they'll get their money back and your conscience will be clear.
Yeah, I could do that, I reckon.
I'd better put it up. Here comes Grandpap Spears and Dick Huddleston. Grandpappy don't know nothing about it, you know.
No, and if he ever found out about it, he'd tell it all over town, old gossip.
Well, Abner, I just hope there ain't no hard feelings developed out of this contest, but I'm warning you right now, I'm going after that office. I've got to do it. Well, howdy. Come in, gentlemen.
Well, howdy, fellas.
Come on back.
Yeah, come in.
Sort of looking like old times in here, them groceries scattered around on them shelves.
Yeah, you've got some more stock in here today, haven't you?
Yeah, we're buying it along as we can.
Yeah, when you aiming on opening up for business, Tom?
Why, about next Monday, I reckon, Grandpap. We've got to wait till after the election to find out who's going to be the president, you know.
By George, you're kind of dressed up today, ain't you, Abner?
Yeah, a little, I reckon. Fella run for office this way, you know. He's got to dress himself up or whatever, yeah.
That's some of Squire Skimp's idea there. He's Abner's campaign manager now, you know.
Yeah, I know. I heard that.
And doggy, he can get the vote, too. That fella's got a head this plumb chuck full of ideas. Things are going to start happening around here in the next day or two.
Why, Mom, what me and Grandpap come over for, we're having a meeting of the school board down at my store in a few minutes, and we wanted you to be there.
Yeah. You don't reckon I've got no business at one of their meetings since they kicked me out as president of the board.
Well, now, that's what the meeting is called for, Mom. We'd like you to take that office back if you'll accept it.
Yeah, Mom, all us board members sees now where we acted a little hasty when we asked you to reason.
Sure we do, Mom. Come on down to the meeting anyway. The whole bunch wants to talk to you.
Yeah. I don't reckon it'll do no harm to go down there. Abner, you can look after things here for a while. I'll be back soon as it's over.
Yeah, Tom, go ahead. Yeah,
back directly then. Hey, here comes your campaign manager up out here.
Yeah, well, tell him to come on in. Yeah,
howdy, Squire.
Well, howdy, gentlemen. Howdy. Now, Abner's inside the store there, Squire.
Yes. Thank you, Tom. Well, right nice weather we're having.
Yes, it is.
Come on, Squire. Come on in. I've been waiting for you.
Well, I got held up downtown there, Abner. Been doing a little campaign for you down there.
Well, fine.
Now, Abner, What I want to see you about, I've been making a few plans on your campaign. I've made arrangements for you to give a speech at a box up over at Crystal Hill tomorrow night.
At Crystal Hill, huh? What am I supposed to talk about?
Well, it don't make much difference about that. The New Deal or the gold standard or anything. Just so that you ask them sometime during the speech to vote for you for president of the store here. Now, I'm getting things all lined up. I've got to go into county seat this afternoon and get some window cards printed and one thing or another.
Well, I wish I'd known you were going. I'd have went with you. I've got a check that I need to cash in that offer bank.
A check, huh? Well, it might be that I can attend to that for you, Abner, if you want me to.
Yeah, why, sure. Yeah, I never thought about that. Well, I'll have to sign my name on the back over here, and then you can just get the cash from me, Squire. It's that insurance check for $200 I got when the armory broke.
$200? Yeah. Well, I'd be glad to attend to it for you, Abner. Us being such old friends and all, you know. Just endorse it there, and ain't no need for you to go in at all. Here, wait just a minute. Here's my fountain pen. Just use that, Abner.
Yes, sir. We imagine Squire is only too glad to handle this little transaction for Abner. And now, folks, if you haven't already sent in for one of those handy little fountain pen-sized flashlights that everyone's getting, you'd better hurry. The offer's being withdrawn Sunday, and Lum and Abner want every one of you listeners to send in for one before then. Here's what you do to get yours. Just send in the outside wrapper from a package of Horlick's malted milk powder. Remember, it must be an outside wrapper. Don't send in the labels from the bottles. And be sure you send a wrapper from a bottle of Horlick's malted milk powder. You see, wrappers from Horlick's tablets are not eligible. All right, write your name and address on the back of the wrapper and mail it, enclosing one dime to cover packing and mailing costs, to Lum and Abner, care of the station to which you are now listening. And also, don't forget to cast your vote for president of the Jot 'em Down store. To do that, you know, you just write your choice, either Lum or Abner, on the wrapper with your name and address. If you don't already have a wrapper handy, you can get a package of Horlick's malted milk powder at your druggist tonight in either natural or chocolate flavor. Remember, this offer ends Sunday, so send in for your flashlight tonight. This is Carlton Bricker, speaking for Lum and Abner and Horlick, who now bid you all good night and good health.